Studies show that practicing gratitude, well, that's good medicine for people with heart disease and can actually improve blood pressure, help balance cholesterol, and improve overall heart health, even delaying or staving off surgical procedures. Experts say our gratitude muscle, well, that's connected to your heart muscle. And the more you practice gratitude, well, all the better for our hearts. Joining me today to discuss the latest news in healthcare is Bradley Hahn, a lawyer, co-founder, and CEO of Solidarity HealthShare, a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry faithful to the moral teachings of the Catholic Church. Solidarity HealthShare offers an ethical, affordable, and alternative to traditional health insurance. Brad, thanks so much for your time today.
Yes, thank you, Brenda.
Well, Brad, there is research that supports the gratitude connection to good heart health. Tell me more.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. Like we've talked before on your show, Brenda, is how prayer life, you know, and a good connection with our Lord really helps your health as well. Now there's some secular studies out, you know, and call it gratitude studies by the Journal of Positive Psychology, saying that you can have a huge health benefit if you just say thank you and offer some gratitude. And I noticed this too early on in my law career. You know, I was a lawyer for 20-some years, and I had a coach at the time. And, you know, sometimes you can get down, you know, starting your law career and stuff like that. But he always made me write three things down at the end of the day that went well, that was success, or that I'm thankful for. You know, and it's funny, too, is I've given that tool to my kids, too. If they're going through a hard time in high school or college, I ask them to just say, at the end of the day, write three good things that happened or three good things that you're grateful for. And it's amazing how just being that, you can get out of these funks and everything like that. And I think it's so important right now with COVID, too, is, you know, if you turn on the news and listen to Dr. Fauci, things get so negative so quick, you know, there's variants coming at this and this, and, you know, they're going to shut down the whole world and everything like that. But, you know, to me, it's just be grateful for where you are and what you have. And you can always find things to be grateful for through the day. And now we got proof that having these daily routines and grateful for, you know, blessings and abundance we have in our life, we can have some health benefits to it, which is a blessing.
Oh, fantastic. Brad, I like what you say about talking to your kids and reminding them to find the good things out. So it's a great way for parents to have that connection to their kids and really kind of help them through when they can have difficulty finding those things to be grateful for and really focusing their life. Brad Hahn is joining me today. He is the CEO of Solidarity HealthShare, a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry faithful to the moral teachings of the church. Well, Brad, we just celebrated Thanksgiving. We're in Advent now and Christmas less than a month away. After surviving last year's holidays of COVID lockdowns, well, many of us are kind of thinking about getting together with families this year, but with vaccination status and different, you know, ideas about it, it can be difficult. So what should a family do and how can they approach this topic with vaccinated and unvaccinated family members?
I think the first thing is just to have open communication about it and just be honest about your thoughts and your concerns about everything. And, you know, we saw this in my own Thanksgiving feast when my in-laws were over and they were trying to persuade my daughter about how everyone should get vaccinated. And my daughter, you know, stood up for the truth and basically says, no, you know, I have some medical conditions. I can't get the vaccine. But when these new vaccines come out, I can get those. So it's just a way to lovingly, you know, and charitably respect their opinion, but then also to get your opinion out. And I think the biggest thing I've been seeing among relatives, especially at some of these gatherings, we see just the fear. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about a little bit about how do we have gratitude for things. We can't let fear, overcome and overwhelm us. Because, you know, we know with our faith and, you know, Jesus Christ wins in the end and we're faithful to him and the teaching of the church, you know, and there's nothing we should fear here. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be prudent and cautious and make good steps and decisions about this, you know. Like just this morning, I just found out that one of our good priest friends has COVID. You know, and so there's another priest friend that we know really well that lives with him. And so he needs a place to stay. So he's going to come and stay at our house, you know, but there's no fear that we have that, you know, the whole church is going to go down. We just want to make sure we take care of these priests when they get sick and take care of our loved ones when they get sick. We can really treat COVID now as long as you get it early, you know, catch the symptoms early and get treatment early and don't wait until it gets really bad. So there is ways to treat these. And so put my trust in the Lord for my health, my well-being, and my family. but that means that our Lord wants me to make good decisions with the tools and gifts that he's given me to make good decisions about my health and welfare. And that's where all this is just really personal decisions about your health care. And two, a lot of people are still uncomfortable, you know, talking about their own health situation. You know, you don't want to have a conversation and propose publicly why you're not going to get the vaccine or anything like that. It should remain a private decision as well. So again, keep the gratitude going. Don't let the fear overcome you.
Oh, Brad, I couldn't agree more. I think so many people, though, this year, well, we are just looking forward to seeing our families and being able to celebrate again with gratitude. Well, Brad, we've been seeing the advertisements on TV. It's open season. You know, many people are starting to take a look at their traditional insurance and thinking about maybe making a change during this open season. If a person, Brad, has insurance options through their work, would they seek solidarity as a backup to what they have, or can they replace their traditional insurance with benefits through solidarity?
Yeah, we have a lot of families that are on Solidarity Health Share that just refuse to take their the health insurance from their company. And there's a couple reasons people do that. One of the main reasons is a conscience issue, that they know if they take traditional insurance through their employer, that they're going to cooperate in evil by funding, you know, abortion, contraception, and sterilization and the like. And but joining Solidarity and just saying no to their you know, the employer health plan, it's a way to protect their conscience if that's important to them. But the other thing we're seeing, too, is with health sharing, and especially Solidarity in particular, there's so much more to what we offer than traditional insurance. And I'll just give you some examples. Like one example is that we share in NAPRO technology. You know, and so if you want to be faithful to the church with your fertility for both husband and wife, you know, we will share in those medical expenses that traditionally insurance will not cover that, so to speak. We also share in a lot of unlimited mental health visits to make sure you get the mental health you need. We now have prescription sharing where we have unlimited, you know, prescription on generic drugs that's eligible for sharing now. And the other thing, too, we're seeing is there's a lot of pro-life stuff we're doing. Like, we'll share in one-time vasectomy reversals. And I was at Mass 2 days ago at our parish, and one of our ex-employees ran up to me and just gave me a big hug. She's due. Their baby's due in a couple weeks. But that was because her husband got a vasectomy reversal while being on Solidarity, because they realized that during this whole time that he was suffering from depression and such like that, but he realized that he lost the gift of manhood to provide life and to bring life into this world. And after he got the vasectomy reverse, you know, his joy came back, his depression went away, and now they're pregnant. So they just sent one off to college, and now they've got a newborn. So, but they look so joyful and just so grateful that they had this opportunity. So that's kind of the blessings of a health sharing ministry, is we can come together and support people. With us at Solidarity, we want to help our families how to get connected to the Lord through their health care. How do we find out what's best for fulfill God's teaching in your life through health care? And we want to be there to support those families every step of the way.
Oh, fantastic. It is definitely a ministry that is guided by our Lord, Brad. Many would be interested in finding out more about Solidarity, especially during this open season with their own insurance. How can they find out more information about Solidarity?
Yeah, they can reach us online at solidarityhealthshare.org. That's solidarityhealthshare.org. Or they can simply call us at 844-313-4999. That's 844-313-4999.
And Brad, it's also good to know for our listeners, Solidarity Health Share, not bound by open season or closed season if you're looking to make a change. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're open all year round for new members to join. So it's a blessing if somebody loses their job mid-year and they can't afford to go on the COBRA policy, which is usually really expensive. They can always join Solidarity. So,
all right. Fantastic. Well, Brad, I sure thank you for your time today. It has been a great year of discussions with you. We look forward to another great year in 2022. We wish you and all of your members a very blessed Advent and happy Christmas.
Yes. God bless. Thank you.
And again, that is Brad Hahn from Solidarity HealthShare. I'll be sure to add all of that information and links to where you can get right to Solidarity's webpage on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.